Continued improvement in America's manufacturing was offset by further signs of weakness in the service sector. On the positive side, the Commerce Department reports U.S. factory orders rose 0.4% in June, beating analysts' expectations. It was the fourth boost in orders in 5 months. But a private group says America's service sector continues to languish. The Institute for Supply Management Service Index registered 46.4% in July, down from 47% in June. Any reading below 50 signals contraction of the service sector, and July's reading was the 10th consecutive month of decline. The U.S. service sector is closely watched as it accounts for roughly 80% of U.S. economic output. Coming after a week of almost universally upbeat economic data that buoyed U.S. markets, Wednesday's more somber news is a reality check, according to Alan Brown of Schroders, an asset management company.
The U.S. data should remind us that actually this recovery is not likely to be V-shaped. It seems to me that we're going to see rising unemployment for a long time yet. And although we've definitely got green shoots, and for the moment the news is good, I think we could have challenges as we get to the turn of the year. We're definitely coming out of recession, but we believe the recovery will be pretty muted.
On Friday, the U.S. government will provide the latest unemployment data. Joblessness stands at 9.5%, and many economists expect it to top 10% in coming months. Wednesday provided a private sector hint of what the government report might contain. A survey of American employers showed the private sector shed 371,000 jobs in July. Chicago-based labor expert John Challenger.
The job market is still very difficult. We are seeing layoffs continue, not at the heavy pace we saw at the beginning of the year, but they certainly haven't abated.
After rising steadily since last week, oil prices dipped for a second consecutive day amid reports of growing U.S. crude inventories. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.